freedom, responsibility, openness of government, etc. Let me ask you, what percentage of the atmosphere is CO2?
What percentage of the atmosphere is CO2? I don't have that calculation for you, sir.
Maybe you could tell us what your personal guess is on what percentage of the CO2.
I don't make those guesses, sir.
You're the head of the EPA, and you don't know. You have all of these laws based on all. Oh, you're going to get your staffer to tell you now. But you're the head of the EPA, and you did not know what percentage. And now you are basing policies that impact dramatically on the American people, and you didn't even know what the content of CO2 in the atmosphere was, which is the justification for the very policies you're talking about.
If you're asking me how much CO2 is in the atmosphere, not a percentage, but how much, we have just reached levels of 400 parts per million.
I think I was very clear what I was asking, and I was very clear you didn't know. Let me ask you if CO2, from what I have understand, is only one half of 0.1% of the atmosphere. And you believe that this minimal, tiny element, and by the way, only 10% of that, from what I understand, is actually man-made. And, of course, whatever you're suggesting and is being suggested as the basis for creating these what we consider draconian controls is that one-tenth that is man-made of the one-half of one-tenth of one-half of 1%, that will have an impact on the weather to the point that it will actually impact people's health.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Orbacher.